I've been looking forward to seeing Les Miserables since I first saw it on the summer lineup for Timberlake Playhouse. I was able to see it during the Sunday matinee. That's a time period I had never gone to Timberlake Playhouse, but I very much enjoyed it. And if you haven't checked out a Sunday matinee at Timberlake, I definitely would suggest doing so. It's a lovely way to spend the afternoon. Les Miserables is based on Victor Hugo's classic novel and is the world's longest-running musical, a true modern classic, based again on that timeless novel and featuring one of the most unforgettable scores ever written. It's the winner of multiple Tony Awards and Oliver Awards, and this sweeping epic has moved audiences for nearly four decades. This is one of the first licensed productions of Les Miserables in over a decade, and Timberlake Playhouse is proud to announce that this is also the only licensed production of Les Miserables in the state of Illinois that's happening this year. In 19th century France, ex-prisoner Jean Valjean breaks parole to begin a new life of grace, pursued relentlessly by the morally rigid Inspector Javert. As revolution brews in the street of Paris, their stories collide with those of young idealists, desperate lovers, and the downtrodden poor fighting for freedom and redemption. From I Dreamed a Dream and One Day More, Les Miserables is a monumental celebration of the human spirit that continues to inspire audiences all around the world. This production stars Broadway's John Michael Finley as Jean Valjean, who famously played the role on Broadway in its last revival. And alongside Finley stars Danny Rothman, stepping into the boots of Javert for the fourth time after being featured on Broadway in the 2024 revival of Sweeney Todd. Returning to the Timberlake stage as Fantine is the fan favorite, Channing Weir from Saturday Night Fever, and seen on the national tour of Pretty Women. Other big names include James Schultz and Faye Bean, who are playing the infamous innkeepers. And local actor from Mount Morris, John Chase, will also return to Timberlake Playhouse this season as the bishop. And Benjamin Stasiak from the national tour of The Sound of Music, Michaela Netty as Little Cosette, and Taylor Jacobs as Little Eponine, who both returned from the last summer's production of Disney's Frozen. And that's not to mention all of the highly talented 2026 resident company for Timberlake Playhouse. Timberlake Playhouse has absolutely knocked Les Miserables out of the park. It was one of the best productions I've ever seen of any musical, hands down. It really felt like there was a piece of Broadway in the woods in Mount Carroll. This time along, I had brought my husband, who, to be fair, is not a huge musical buff, but did know Les Miserables, as he said, it was one of those everyone knows it musicals. And I can now say that he is a fan. I've heard from everyone that has gone and seen this musical that it is one of the best productions that Timberlake Playhouse has ever done, so definitely don't miss your chance to see this sweeping epic. Les Miserables will be playing at Timberlake Playhouse through June 28th. Tickets are available at the Timberlake box office by calling 815-244-2035 or by going online to www.timberlakeplayhouse.org. I'm Sydney Allen, reviewing with KROS.